Hi, welcome once again to my podcast. My name is Rosa. Thank you for bearing with me on my last podcast. I know it was super out of whack. It sounded more like ranting and I sounded really insane, but I was also half drunk and a call came in and cut me off. So we can all just disregard that. I'll leave it on the air because it's just part of me. Today I just want to focus on a little something I've come to realization, which I'm sure a lot of people have come to their own realization, and I'm not sure how everyone must feel about it, but I know how I feel about it, and if you can relate, then hear me out. Whenever you feel like you're in some part of your life that connects to your present moment, for example, I feel so unstable nowadays, and there's just been so much movement going around in my house because of the reorganizing, the redecorating. My mom got a new kitchen, so there's just been mess everywhere. And for a person that's had mess in her life, just casually, for the past God knows how many years, I gotta say, seeing the physical mess in front of me, even though it's not mine, makes me feel so anxious and so out of whack that I just want to punch through a fucking wall. Now, if you feel me, you can relate. Even though the mess isn't yours, or even if it is, when you see it physically in front of you right there, you want to punch through a fucking wall or throw some fucking gasoline on top of everything and burn it, because you know ashes will be easier to clean up than that shit. But you know what? We can't all just do that, right? We're not rich, at least not all of us. We can't just go off and buy new everything, especially not when it's a whole damn house. So I just want to say, even if you feel like it's not okay to feel like that and you think, fuck, like I'm so stupid or I'm fucking ridiculous for feeling like this, you're not, okay? You're not. Your brain is just going through so much more else that it doesn't have the time of day to deal with something like that, that it just would rather brush it off by burning it. But we have a little bit better impulses and think, no brain, we aren't gonna fucking burn it because we don't have time for that shit either, or money for what's coming next. Don't feel like your thoughts are stupid, because they're not. Your feelings aren't stupid. You're not stupid. This world that we're living in now has become stupid and is making us feel that way, but don't. It's got nothing to do with you. It's just something that's presently in the air right now that's happening, and you feel like it's so connected to you even though it isn't. Like, I'm sorry if you feel that way, but do not feel that your feelings towards it are dumb. Like, I can't think it's dumb for me to feel so anxious and, you know, easily frustrated and flustered by the amount of mess that's around me just because my whole life has been a mess. Like, everything has been out of order, so it's just triggers it. That's not stupid. That's life. That's your life. That's not stupid at all. If it triggers it, it's important. If it triggers it, just stay away from it. I just stepped out of my house because I'd rather not be inside my house while everything that's happening is happening. I'd rather be outside sweating than be inside in the cold air with all that mess around me. So no, your feelings aren't stupid. Don't let them be brushed aside or be told something else. If somebody ever tells you, well, you know what, that's stupid to think that, you look them in the face and just tell them, well, fuck you and your feelings too, because that's what they're telling you. So don't let anyone make you feel like that. Don't let yourself feel like that. If you feel like you're letting yourself be talked down to like that on your own, you gotta tell that voice to fuck off. Just tell it to fuck off, because you matter. Your feelings matter, and so do your thoughts. Everything of it matters. So once again, whether you relate to me or not, whether you have had those types of moments or not, it doesn't have to be just with mess. It could be anything else. Just don't think that your emotions towards it or your feelings towards it, your thoughts, that they don't matter or that they're stupid, because they're not. It's you. It's how you're processing things. Fuck it. No one knows you better than you, you know? So don't stop fighting. Don't stop helping yourself. Don't stop thinking for yourself. Don't let anybody else bring you down. Anybody else brings you down, once again, you turn around, look them right in the eye, say fuck you and your feelings too.